with you as we get set for our contest today. Take you through our starting lineups as they are announced. First up for Lake City, number one, Emma Nickerson, a junior. Number four, junior Riley Cohoon. Number 10, senior Chloe Bisball. Number 11, sophomore Mackenzie Bisball. And number 30, senior Jessica Allen. For the Oscoda Owls, they will start. Number 45, Marlene Sabrino Salvador. Number 22, Kingsley Backstrom. Number 13, Olivia Toppy. Number 12, Mia Wipke. And number 1, Grace Berquist.
Looking forward to a good game. The referees and officials have got their warm-up suits off, as do all the players. Coaches, we have the Lake City Lady Trojans right below us here from our broadcast booth high above the court here at Houghton Lake Bobcat Fieldhouse.
Wipke and Bisball will be, Mackenzie Bisball will be doing the honors of the tip. Oscoda will travel left to right, right in front of us. Tip is controlled by Lake City. And it is Bisball, Chloe Bisball, now right side Mackenzie Bisball. They swing it back around. The Owls in that 2-3 zone. And now to the left corner. And Allen. Allen back up top. Mackenzie Bisball. A couple of pump fakes right back inside. And we have a foul underneath and a grab on Lake City. So a early off-ball foul goes on, I believe, number one was the call. Yep, number one, Emma Nickerson.
Yeah, girls were just playing a little bit aggressive down in the lane there and got caught early trying to come out and show a little bit of muscle. Here was Lake City underneath.
Half-court man-to-man here by the Lake City Trojans. Sabrino Salvador to Wipke. Wipke up top to Berquist. Into that corner to Toppy and threw it over the head of Toppy. And a little bit of a rough start here for the Owls. That did not look like a comfortable possession.
Yeah, quick turnover, not something Coach Toppy wants to start out with. But there's always a little bit of nerves at the beginning of these games. Brad, I'm giving him a hall pass on that.
Bisball has it left side. Mackenzie Bisball into the lane. Goes up over the top of Backstrom. Right hand floater up and good.
Real nice pressure into the lane there and a nice little jump shot. Gets the Lady Trojans out to a 2-0 start.
Mackenzie Bisball, 2-0 now for Lake City. Really good control inside by the sophomore. Screen coming from Wipke for Berquist. Now right side to Toppy, who struggles with the basketball. Able to find a lane to drive. Bounce pass into Wipke. Right hand, no good. Rebound fought for and won by Nickerson. Nickerson right side to Chloe Bisball, who brings it right up the court. Left side, open for three. Mackenzie Bisball, left corner, knock it down.
Just like that, 5-0. Coach Toppy might need a timeout here if he can't get a bucket on this trip.
6.5 to play in our first quarter. And now it's Wipke on the left side. Pump fake, drive inside, kick out to Sabrino Salvador. Got to get the ball in her hands as much as possible. Swing back across Wipke. She'll try the three. No good. Rebound fought for and won by Wipke. Wipke right back up, no good. Rebound now pulled down by Chloe Bisball. Bisball left side. Swing to the right corner and back up top to Mackenzie Bisball, and up top again to Chloe Bisball, who drives left baseline back down inside. That's Nickerson, right hand shot up and a foul coming. And it'll be two shots at the line for Nickerson, a chance to make it 7-0. A
little bit of nerves early here for the Owls. They need to settle down, settle in, and they need to get their first bucket of the game. Chance here for Emma Nickerson to put two more on the board for the Lady Trojans.
Couple of dribbles. First free throw is up, and it's off right. This game brought to you in part by Sunny Buns Watercraft Rental and Boat Storage of Oscoda, Ahead of Time Salon and Nails of Oscoda, Mark Schultz and Edward Jones in Oscoda, Coletta Air of Oscoda, and Zubak Ford of Oscoda. Second free throw by Nickerson. No good. Rebound tipped up, and that will be off of Bisball, Mackenzie Bisball, as Backstrom, Toppy, and Bisball were all fighting for it, and it'll go to the Owls.
Maybe a little bit of luck there, change the tempo, a couple missed free throws from the Lady Trojans. Maybe that'll get Oscoda going.
Right side, Toppy, way up beyond the line. Bounce pass inside, Wipke. Wipke through the contact up and good, and Wipke makes it 5-2.
Real nice play by Mia Wipke to get him on the board down in the paint, working hard.
Right side, that's Colquhoun. Colquhoun up top to Allen. Allen left side and driving inside Bisbal. Chloe Bisbal down to Nickerson. Back outside to Bisbal. Will drive and a little two-man game out here in Lake City. Will reset up top to Allen. Allen cross-court pass. Bisbal left side. She drives, throws it inside to Nickerson. Nickerson back out. McKenzie Bisbal inside, goes up right hand, no good. Rebound fought for and won by Berquist, and now the Owls are on the run, and no number, so Berquist will take it back out up top. Toppy right side for three, and she is fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot. Nope, they're going to say foul on the floor. And so foul on the floor after the shot.
Yep.
So Osco to basketball.
45 will pick up that foul, Harrison Brown. I'm sorry, 30 will pick up that foul. Jessica Allen for the Lady Trojans.
Toppy will inbound, goes to the backcourt in Berquist. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter, 5-2 Lake City. Right side, Sabrina Salvador. Couple of pump fakes. Now she'll drive inside, kick out Toppy. Toppy back to up top and reset to Berquist on the left wing. And now she'll just dribble up top and reset. And go right side Toppies. They run some action here. Cross screen coming. And outside to Berquist on that left corner. Driving inside now Berquist. And the Owls will reset again. The Owls making sure they take their time here. Getting a good shot. They reset it up. They're going to run an ISO play. Wipke going to come up and set a screen. Left side for Berquist, who goes back up top to Wipke. Drives right inside. Ball tipped away on a pass to Backstrom. And now it's McKenzie Bisbal. Left side to Chloe Bisbal. Right inside the lane. Up and got it with the foul.
Really, really good defense there by the Lady Trojans. They were working together as a five-person unit covering their lady. And good turnover they caused. And then a nice drive down court. Nice bucket to finish it off by Chloe Bisbal. And now she'll try to make it the old-fashioned three-pointer.
7-2 now, Lake City over Oscoda. Free throw is up, and it is off, but we're going to have a lane violation on Marlene Sabrino. Salvador stepped in, so another free throw coming here for Chloe Bisbal.
Don't like to see that. That's as bad as a turnover there.
Second free throw off the jump shot. That one's good. Well, jump free throw from Chloe Bisbal.
Absolutely. Like to see it. 8-2 now.
Berquist will dribble it up. Owls need a bucket here. Sabrina Salvador drives inside. Goes up left hand. No good. Rebound comes down to McKenzie Bisbal. This big sophomore will dribble it up. Go left side to Allen. Allen back up top. To Colquhoun. Colquhoun left side. And now she'll dribble it back out up top. Right side, Bisbal. And now back to Colquhoun. Colquhoun to McKenzie Bisbal. Dribbles behind her back. Drives inside. Ball ripped away, but goes down inside. Toppy with the steal. They tried to get it down inside to Mariah Jackson. Left side, Sabrina Salvador. Corner, Wipke. Wipke back up top to Sabrina Salvador. Crossover into the lane. Step back and nothing there. Goes back out up top to Toppy. Great defense by Lake City early on in this one. 3:15 to play in the first. 8-2 our score. The Owls just right now looking a little slow.
Wow, this defense that Lake City's putting out.
Toppy open for three right wing. No good. Little short. Rebound comes down to number 30. That's Allen. Allen will dribble it up, go back out to Chloe Bisbal, left side. Back up top, Allen. Right side to Colquhoun. And up top, Chloe Bisbal. Dump inside, Mariah Jackson. Up, no good. Rebound comes down to Berquist. Berquist might have got a hand on the shot, too. Left side, Wipke. Wipke inside to Backstrom. Backstrom over her left shoulder, blocked by Jackson. Rebound comes down to McKenzie Bisbal. She has it up top, drives inside, hop step in the lane, right hand off the glass and good.
What a nice move by number 11, McKenzie Bisbal, the sophomore, and that'll get the timeout from Mark Toppy. We'll take a break with him. You're listening to High School Basketball on 104.7, your power station for sports.
Ten to two, Lake City. This game brought to you in part by Zubac CDJR of Tawas City, State Farm agent Sean Clark in Oscoda, Janice Tire of Oscoda and East Tawas, and Landmark Title Corporation of Oscoda. 2 minutes to play in the first. Sabrina Salvador left side. Wanted to go inside to Backstrom. Now she'll just drive baseline, but able to get cut off. Good defense. Now she able to cross over. Go underneath the basket. Left hand up and good. Sabrina Salvador not giving up on the play, and it's 10-4.
Very timely bucket from the baseline.
Chloe Bisball into the corner, knocked away by Whipke. Much to the enjoyment of Coach Mark Tappy, trying to really fire his team up right now, trying to get him to speed up a little here. 152 inside, ball knocked away by Sabrina Salvador. Right corner now, and right elbow off the glass and good. And we have a foul on the floor after the shot. So basket counts, foul on one, that's Berquist. Foul on one, that's Nickerson for the Lake City Trojans. Cohoon's bucket counts, so it is 12-4. But Nickerson picks up her second underneath foul off the ball.
Haley Parninsky checking into the game for the Lady Trojans.
Berquist will bring it across for the Owls. Screened by Whipke. Berquist right into the lane. Good burst of speed, but too strong on the layup. Rebound down to Mackenzie Bisball. She has it up top. Goes right side. Chloe Bisball up top. Parnicki now left side. Now back up top to Cohoon. Cohoon right side of Miller. And the Owls playing that 2-3 zone, forcing Lake City to just throw it around. Chloe Bisball now drives in the lane. Kick down inside. Knocked away by Whipke and stolen by Kaylin Griggs. Griggs into the lane. Right side. Whipke for three. Knock it down.
Nice rotation. Nice play. That was all set up by Kaylin Griggs right there.
12-7, and into the press now go the Owls. Chloe Bisball goes left side. Parnicki up top. Miller for three, left wing. Knock it down.
The Lady Trojans are right on.
Taryn Miller able to knock that one down and extend the lead back out to 8, 15-7. 35 seconds remaining in the quarter. Whipke setting a screen, and Kallstrom goes away from it. Backstrom swings it across to Griggs. Griggs drives inside. Little mid-range jumper, good.
Nice shot. Kaylin Griggs drove it through the circle. We're down under 20 here. Owls pressing.
1-2-1, 1-2-2-1 press. And left side, Chloe Bisball for three over Sabrina Salvador. Short rebound, Berquist. 10 seconds remaining. Owls can cut the lead here. Sabrina Salvador, right wing for three. No good. Rebound, Mackenzie Bisball. 1 second at from half court, little short. So our first quarter wraps up. Lake City 15, Oscoda 9 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Owls have the basketball, trailing by 6, 15-9. This game brought to you in part by Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena, Miles & Sons Insurance of Oscoda, Pinconning and Standish, and Alpena Community College with campuses in Alpena and Oscoda. 15-9, Lake City with the lead. Griggs with the basketball up top for the Owls. She dribbles, goes behind her back into the lane. Little mid-range jumper off to the left, and that'll go to... It was tipped away, and it'll stay with the Owls, they'll say. It was blocked.
Yeah, good job defensively there by Jessica Allen, number 30 from the Lady Trojans. She got a piece of that shot to knock it out of bounds. Owls will keep it under the glass.
Whipke will inbound the basketball underneath. And goes to the corner to Miles. Megan Miles, the senior, into the game. Down inside, Whipke. Whipke will pull it out and go back up top. Miles will dribble it out. Up top to Berquist. Berquist, couple of dribbles. Hand off to Griggs. Griggs gets a screen by Whipke. Griggs inside. Bounce pass to Berquist. Berquist able to drive a little bit and then pulls the basketball out. Left side, Miles. Miles up top to Berquist. Berquist has the ball knocked away, but Sabrina Salvador able to recover it. Spin move, drive inside. Now she'll take a step out. Go in, right hand, got it to go. Marlene Sabrina Salvador.
What a gutsy play by Salvador on that. And also, a giveaway.
Griggs for three, right corner. No good, air ball, and so to be rebounded by Mackenzie Bisball. That could have cut the lead to one. It's 15-11. The Owls have fought their way back. Left side, Chloe Bisball up top to Allen. Right side, Miller into the corner. Mackenzie Bisball for three. Knock it down.
What a shot. This lady's got it going on. She's already got a handful of rebounds in this game as well.
12 points on the night. for Kenzie Bisbal, the sophomore. And it's now a 7-point lead, 18-11. 6.5 to play. Berquist, right side, Griggs. Open for three again. No good. Rebound tipped around, but won by Chloe Bisbal. She quickly comes up the court, drives right inside, pass down low, wide open. Allen too strong, rebound fought for and won by Megan Miles. Off to Berquist. Berquist will dribble it up the court. Getting a screen by Miles. Right side, Sabrina Salvador for three. No good. Rebound, Mackenzie Bisbal. The Owls just really not close with their three-point shots right now. Left side, Chloe Bisbal drives inside, goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Wipke. Good defense by Megan Miles. They can get the three falling a little bit. Things will be all right for the Owls, but they gotta get the three going. Sabrina Salvador in the lane. Kick out Griggs. Griggs for three. No good. Rebound fought for and won by number 22, Parnisky. Mackenzie Bisbal up top to Chloe Bisbal. 7-point lead for Lake City. 18-11, 5.5 to play in the first half in this regional semifinal. Chloe Bisbal drives baseline. She's stuck, but able to get it out to Mackenzie Bisbal, who's going to launch a deep three, knock it down.
Wow, what a talent. Number 11 is 10th grader Mackenzie Bisbal having a night.
And now it's Lake City by 10, 21-11. Wipke going to set a screen for Berquist into the lane, losing the basketball, and that'll be a turnover. Jessica Montgomery will check into the game. Mia Wipke will check out.
Owls just can't get it going outside the circle tonight on their shots. That's going to have to change quick as we got 4:58 left till halftime.
Cross-court pass through the zone. Good job by the Lake City Trojans to get it right side. Now outside to Bisbal up top. Chloe Bisbal pump fake in the lane. Floater off glass. No good. Rebound fought for and knocked out of bounds by Lake City. Montgomery a good box out and able to have Lake City just tip it away. Owl basketball. The Owls got to get a little bit of a run going. It seems like they've had the chances, and they were just that, you know, if they knock down that one shot, the momentum would kind of start to change. And they just haven't been able to knock down that single shot that kind of resets the momentum. And Megan Miles throws an absolute lead block on a screen.
Yeah, that was a borderline violent foul on Megan Miles there. She really took the other girl out, and she immediately takes a quick seat on the bench.
The Owls will back off the press here. I think they don't like the layups that were happening for Lake City, getting shots inside. They want to make sure they can force Lake City to shoot outside. Everybody but Mackenzie Bisbal right now. Right side, that's Chloe Bisbal. She'll drive inside. Got Berquist out. Able to go back up top, though. Able to force it. Mackenzie Bisbal. She'll drive inside. Go left wing. That's Miller. She already has a three tonight. No good on that one. Rebound fought for inside, and shot missed by Mackenzie Bisbal. We have a foul coming. I'm going to assume that's on number two for Lake City, which is Taryn Miller. That is the fourth team foul.
Grace Berquist takes a quick seat, and Olivia Toppy joins the party for the Owls. 4 minutes even left here in our first half.
Toppy, a couple of dribbles up top, waiting for a screen from Montgomery. Goes right corner to Griggs. Griggs drives baseline, has the ball tipped away. She throws it to Ellie Kellstrom, newly into the game. Now Sabrina Salvador. She drives baseline between her legs, right back underneath the bucket. Outside to Griggs. Griggs pump fake back to Sabrina Salvador. Corner three, off rim and no good. Sabrina Salvador close, to heating up here. She keeps on getting closer. Chloe Bisbal now right side. That's Allen. Allen left side. And into the corner to Miller. Miller right side, Chloe Bisbal. And she takes a Euro step through the lane and finishes.
23-11 here.
Owls need a bucket. Ellie Kellstrom. Bounce pass up top to Olivia Toppy. Back to Kellstrom. Right side, Griggs. Griggs a pump fake. Drive inside. And we're going to get a foul as a bit of a hand check foul called underneath. That foul goes on Miller, her second.
Yes.
Fifth.
Oscoda can use anything at all right now. Fouls on Lake City, anything. Trojans are playing some good basketball right now, and they just checked back in Mariah Jackson underneath, too, who was having just a battle earlier underneath the rim with Kingsley Backstrom.
Mia Wicke back in the game. That's big because they're going to need her scoring these last 3 minutes. Inside Sabrina Salvador. Goes left hand off glass. No good. Rebound fought for by Jackson. And a foul coming on Montgomery as she reached in on Jackson. Team's fourth foul. Montgomery's first. Definitely a Lake City heavy crowd here.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
No doubt about that.
So and a pretty full building right now.
Right side, that's number four, Cohoon. Cohoon, left side, Mackenzie Bisbal. Corner, Chloe Bisbal drives baseline. Down, bounce pass to Jackson, left hand, got it to go. And that'll make it a 14-point game, 25-11. Marlene Sabrino Salvador with the basketball up top. Couple of spin moves, she wants to do it herself, and a travel.
Everything's going against the Owls right now, Bradley. They can't get anything started. They can't get the offense going. 11 points only here coming up towards half.
They're going to have to make some second-half adjustments, no doubt, and Mark Toppy's going to make some of those right now. Timeout for the Owls, 25-11 Lake City on WKJC, your power station for sports.
When you're looking for a company to...
High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by My Michigan Health, Instaco Premium Products of Oscoda, the Hilltop Grill of Oscoda, and Travis Sanitation of Oscoda. 25-11 Lake City in this regional semifinal. Left side, Cohoon. Cohoon up top to Allen. Right side, Bisbal. Bisbal back up top to Cohoon. Now Chloe Bisbal, right side three, misses everything. Mackenzie Bisbal saves it inside, but to Toppy, and an official's going to rule that she was out of bounds.
Yep.
Well, after Toppy had started going.
Yep, no rebound on that one. Toppy will inbound now for the Owls.
You know, I was just telling you at the break here, this is a 14-point game, but I don't feel like the Owls are being quite outplayed. They're just not making shots. They're getting shots up. I don't think they have that many turnovers. They're just not making their shots. Right side, Sabrina Salvador, now in Montgomery, pump fakes, drives inside, has the ball poked away. And poked away again, and now a foul coming, a reach-in foul. And so that's the 16th foul. The Owls will shoot free throws after this foul the rest of the way of the last minute and 50 seconds here of our first half. They just need to see the ball go in the bucket a little bit.
Yeah, both teams only have three turnovers at this point, Brad, so they're not turning it over. I hate to see our shooting percentage, though, right now.
Yeah, not great. Marlene Sabrino Salvador swing pass to Toppy. Toppy up top. Kelstrom, she's open for three. No good. That's a shot she's been hitting all tournament. Now she misses that one. Rebound to Mackenzie Bisbal, who continues to dominate inside. Chloe Bisbal, little free throw jumper, and bounces on every part of the rim and doesn't go in. Rebound, Marlene Sabrino Salvador. She will take a dribble and bounce to Montgomery. Montgomery drives baseline. Up top, Ellie Kellstrom for three. Knock it down. The Owls needed that.
Boy, finally, Kellstrom got one. That's big. 1:13 left in the half.
25-14 right side. See if the Owls can get some energy here at the end of the half. As ball lost up top, but able to be regained. That's where, you know, the Owls playing this 2-3 zone. They're not playing the ball pressure we usually see, or else that would have been a turnover and a run out. But they're playing that 2-3 zone. Mackenzie Bisbal, right side, drives inside, hop step in the lane, right hand too strong, gets her own rebound, fights up, and
that's what we wanted. There was a jump ball
possession.
Call.
Ball will stay with Lake City.
That's okay. It was a good jump ball call and not a foul because she got all ball grabbing that when she tried to put it back up after a big rebound by Bisbal.
100% right. It looked a whole lot worse than it was. So nice shot by the officials to see that that was all ball. Mackenzie Bisbal up top for three. No good. Rebound Montgomery. 40 seconds left. Owls get a bucket here. They can take a little bit of momentum into the halftime break. And it's Wipke up top. Man, Wipke's got to shoot that three. Right side to Toppy. Back up top Montgomery. Wanted the bounce pass into Wipke. Instead goes back up top to Toppy. Left side Marlene Sabrino Salvador.
20 and a half.
Sabrino Salvador drives, kicks Kellstrom. Kellstrom, pump fake, into the lane, kick out Montgomery, swing pass Wipke. Wipke for three, no, too long. Rebound comes down to Lake City. That would have been a big one. That could have cut the lead to single digits. 5 seconds. Chloe Bisbal right to the rim. And a layup, and that will end our first half. And so at the end of the first half, it's Lake City 27, Oscoda 14 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Strong first half by the Lake City Trojans. They lead 27-14. They were led by sophomore Mackenzie Bisbal with 14 of those 27 points. They got 7 points from Chloe Bisbal. So the two Bisbals, a 21-point performance. Then they got two from Mariah Jackson, two from Taryn Miller, and two by Cohoon. So that is where they stand for Lake City on their side of the ledger. As for the Owls, Wipke with 5 points leads the way. Mia Wipke, Marlene Sabrino Salvador with four, Ellie Kellstrom with three, and Kaylin Griggs with two. So that is it. That is the scoring on the Oscoda side. So they got good shots up. A lot of threes. I hope they relax out of halftime and are just able to knock down some of those shots from beyond the arc, because they can find their way right back in this one.
Well, if I was giving speeches today in the locker room, Brad, the first thing I'd tell the girls is, well, you know what? We got nothing to lose anymore. We're down a bunch. Go have fun. Go play basketball. Go be loose. You know what I mean? The stress should be off now because they're down and they know it. So I would go be loose and just go play basketball. And I'll tell you what, Mackenzie Bisbal also added 9 rebounds in that first half. So she's a rebound away from a double-double.
That's amazing. Almost a double-double in the first half. As the Owls will start with the basketball, they are now going away from us. Full court man-to-man here by Lake City as Berquist will bring it up for the Owls. And continuing to struggle to get Chloe Bisbal off of her. And finally able to make a pass to Mia Wipke. Mia Wipke into the corner. Sabrino Salvador wanted the three but just couldn't get set. And then as she went to move, her back foot touches the out-of-bounds line.
Not the start they were looking for. They'd have liked to at least get that one up in the air. Fumble here by the Trojans, but they got it back.
And Mackenzie Bisbal right to the lane. Got it with the foul.
And that's going to be another chance for a three-point play.
Could not ask for a worse 30 seconds here for the Owls.
No, that's not the way you wanted to start. Mia Wipke picks up the foul.
So Bisbal with 14, now 16. Looking to make it 17. Free throw is up, and it is off to the right. Rebound, Chloe Bisbal. She goes up. She scores. And so a four-point possession makes it 31-14. Marlene Sabrino-Salvador. Screened by Griggs. Left corner, Backstrom. Up top, Kellstrom. No shot there. Rebound inside, or pass inside, excuse me, to Backstrom, who now goes back outside to Griggs. Griggs, a screen by Berquist, and a foul here. That coming to Lake City?
Yeah, it looks like it. Looks like the girl ran over her pick.
Yep, so Allen will pick up the foul as Berquist fell to the ground. It's her second. Griggs will inbound. Goes to Wipke. Wipke brings it across the line. As the ball poked away, Allen to the rim. Excuse me, it's Cohoon. Cohoon's going to get the bucket. 6-0 start for Lake City. They go to that full court man trying to push Oscoda out of this game. They're doing a good job right now. As Griggs will bring it across, drive inside, bounce pass, Backstrom, right hand, good.
There's my girl getting a bucket. Kingsley Backstrom picks up two.
Owls into the press. And Mackenzie Bisbal dribbles right through it. Now dribbles inside, goes out to Cohoon. Cohoon, Chloe Bisbal into the lane. Right hand too strong. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Sabrino Salvador.
Look to be off Lake City on my side here, right down in front of me, but they're going to call it off Oscoda and give it to Lake City underneath.
No big argument out of the Owls, so Bus just got a hand out. Inside, Chloe Bisbal, Nickerson, got it with the foul as Backstrom got caught behind her.
Caught sleeping there on the inbounds pass. The Owls were looking around, watching instead of playing, and they got backdoored on the far side, and another three-point attempt here.
Now a chance to make it a 20-point lead. Already an 8-2 quarter, 9-2 quarter, as Nickerson gets on the board. and it's 36-16. Serena Salvador drives inside. Ball knocked away outside to Wipke. Wipke three off left. Rebound pulled down. Nickerson. And Nickerson will go to Chloe Bisbal. 6 minutes to go in the third. Right side, Cohoon. Now Mackenzie Bisbal. Cross-court pass to Chloe Bisbal. Pump fake the three. Pass inside Nickerson. Off her leg and out of bounds. So it'll go to the Owls. No, they're going to say off of the Owls.
Coach Toppy not losing his mind. I saw the same thing you did right in front of us.
Inbound here for Lake City. Right side, Allen. Allen inside, Chloe Bisbal. Drives inside, kick out, Mackenzie Bisbal. She'll pump fake, back outside to Chloe Bisbal. Open three, too long. Rebounded Berquist, and Berquist on the run, and she'll be fouled. And so Chloe Bisbal will pick up a foul, will be the team's second. The Owls need to get something going here.
Yeah, 5:38 left in the third, down 20 even here. Skoda needs to make shots in bunches and get a few turnovers.
Sabrina Salvador catches it in the backcourt, will dribble across, left side, Wipke. Wipke will drive inside, go up right hand, way too strong. Rebound pulled down Nickerson, and now to Chloe Bisbal. And she'll go inside Mackenzie Bisbal. Four girls around Mackenzie Bisbal, and she travels.
Wow, what a... They all congregated right on her, knowing she's the girl that's going to shoot the ball, and she walked with it.
Back to that full court, man-to-man, right side, Griggs. Griggs will dribble through it, get across the timeline, behind her back, into the lane, bounce pass, Backstrom.
Called.
And a foul, man.
Yeah. Called a foul on the floor. Number one, that'll go against Emma Nickerson.
5:16 to play here in our third quarter.
I know what you mean. It takes the momentum of the offensive possession away.
Sabrina Salvador blocked inside off the shot. Rebound comes down to Mackenzie Bisbal. She's got her double-double now. Up top, Chloe Bisbal. Back left side. Shot here by Allen, a little short. And Sabrina Salvador will get the rebound, and she'll be fouled.
Salvador gets fouled again by number 30 this time, and that's Jessica Allen.
This game brought to you in part by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Sunrise Travel Center of Oscoda, Hungry Howie's Pizza in Oscoda and East Tallis, and Napa Auto Parts of Oscoda, all gray in East Tallis. Hand off to Griggs, screen by Backstrom. Griggs inside, steps around, right-hand shot, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. He'll stay with the Owls.
Good work by Griggs trying to dig in for her own rebound there and had the Trojan Lady kick it out. So we'll keep possession of the ball here with 4:42 left, still down 20.
Toppy a late check-in for Berquist. Owls are going to need to knock some shots down, that's for sure. Sereno Salvador up top, Backstrom. Backstrom, a couple of dribbles, bounce pass to Sabrina Salvador on that right wing. Now up top to Griggs. Griggs will drive inside. Hand off, Backstrom got it blocked. And again, a block inside by Mackenzie Bisbal. Right side, Chloe Bisbal brings it up. Now back up top, Mackenzie Bisbal. Drive, free throw line, right corner. That's Chloe Bisbal. Underneath pass to, and a foul here coming on Mackenzie Bisbal, going over the top after Taryn Miller missed the shot.
Over the back on the rebound, pretty simple call, 4:09 left. Owls still in the same shape. They need baskets quick.
Right now the quarter is 9-2. And Sabrina Salvador will bring it across. That's only the first foul on Bisbal. Salvador into the lane, cross court, Backstrom up top, Wipke, and good rotation by Lake City. That could have been a wide open three. Good defense by the Trojans. Hand off to Sabrina Salvador up top. Makes a spin move, drives inside, and another hand check foul coming here on Lake City. Their sixth foul of the half already, and we're not even, or just over halfway through the third quarter.
Yeah, that one goes against Riley Cohoon.
I mean, it's Mark Toppy. Must have wore down some officials here to, say, you know, like,
one more and they go to the line.
Yeah, like, hey, they're grabbing here. Like, we need to make sure we get some calls. Up top, Sabrina Salvador. She'll try the three off the glass. Rebound, fought for one, Chloe Bisbal. Up court, Mackenzie Bisbal. Power dribble, left hand, and that one goes. 18 points for Mackenzie Bisbal, and it's up to a 22-point lead, 38-16. Left side, Backstrom up top to Wipke. Wipke for three up top, and no good. Rebound pulled down, Chloe Bisbal. She'll drive inside. Kick, left corner. Mackenzie Bisbal will drive baseline. And up top to Nickerson. Nickerson inside, Chloe Bisbal, and Sabrina Salvador got caught underneath and will pick up the foul.
Yeah, not much she could do there other than give her the layup. And Salvador chose to foul her. And she'll go to the line for two here.
This game brought to you in part by Klaus Family Ace Hardware in Oscoda and Lake City. Oscoda and Lake City, make sure I say that right. Metalodge of Talmas City. Clearview Car Wash of Oscoda and Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Talmas City. Right side free throw, or free throw off to the right. Ellie Kellstrom will check in for the Owls. Backstrom will check out. A little bit of an offense for defense switch here. And second free throw by Chloe Bisbal is good. Real high arcing jump shot from the free throw line. Makes it 39-16. Sabrina Salvador, right side to Toppy. 3 minutes to go in the third. Montgomery with a screen. Toppy up top. Swings to Montgomery. Montgomery backs down, drives inside, left hand good. And finally a bucket here for the Owls. Montgomery on the board, it's 39-18. Mackenzie Bisbal, basketball up top for Lake City. Goes left side to Miller. Miller back up top and inside to Jackson, who taps it out to Mackenzie Bisbal. Left side, Miller, wide open for three. No good, little long rebound. Long rebound comes down to Montgomery, who's able to maintain her dribble. And now goes to Sabrina Salvador. She'll drive inside, kick out Toppy. Toppy drives, right side Montgomery for three. No good. Rebound, Mackenzie Bisbal. I don't want to see the Owls' three-point shooting percentage tonight. Timeout, Lake City. They lead by 21 in WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you by Gary Oil of Oscoda and Hale, Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, and Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City, and the Barash Funeral Homes of Oscoda and Tawas City. 39-18, Lake City way up over top of the Owls right now in this regional semifinal. Couple of dribbles for Chloe Bisbal, who drives inside. Kick to Miller, back up top, and Kenzie Bisbal, right side, Allen. Allen up top to Miller, back to Mackenzie Bisbal, left side. Inside, Jackson. Jackson, left hand, good. Just way too big.
Hard to stop that right there. Nice inside look by Mariah Jackson.
Sabrina Salvador tries to go up. She is fouled. She'll go to the line. She's either shooting a one and one or shooting two. And one block and one and one.
So she will go to the line as the Lady Trojans are in the penalty now.
Montgomery checks out. Miles checks in. Sabrina Salvador at the line, shooting a one-on-one, needs to get the first to get the second. And makes the first, so she'll get that second free throw. 5 points on the day for Marlene Sabrina Salvador.
One more here to get the Lady Owls to 20, Brad.
It's a start. Second free throw is good as well. Right side, that's Chloe Bisbal, who will bring it up the court. Crosses over to the left as she brings it across the timeline. Screened by Mackenzie Bisbal. Chloe, right side, Allen, back up top to Mariah Jackson. Left side, Wipke tried to jump the passing lane, but able to get it to Miller. Then she pokes it away, but Miller still hangs on to it. And back up top, 110 remaining in the quarter. Chloe Bisbal, mid-range jumper over Miles. Good. 12 points on the night for Chloe Bisbal, the senior. And it's a 23-point lead for Lake City. Up top, Whipke. Whipke for three. Off glass, no good. Rebound, Miles fights for it, but unable to get there. Allen with the rebound. And so now it's McKenzie Bisbal who brings it across. 45 seconds to play in the quarter. McKenzie Bisbal, right-hand shot. Kellstrom's going to pick up the foul. And McKenzie will go to the line to shoot two.
Tell you what, single-handedly so far in this game, I know there's still a quarter left, but the Bisbal girls, the two of them, Chloe and McKenzie, have just scientifically taken apart the Oscoda Owls.
And 18 and 12 are their scoring outputs right now.
Yes.
They have 30.
Yeah, they're 30, so they're 10 up on their own against the Owls today.
Make that 11 up as McKenzie Bisbal makes the free throw. Miller will check out. And Parninsky will check back in. Bisbal's second free throw is short. Rebound by Miles. 40 seconds to play in the quarter. It is Lake City by 24. Left side, Kallstrom. Kallstrom for three, too long. Rebound pulled down by Allen. Lake City brings it across. Chloe Bisbal up top. Screen from Jackson. Bisbal into the lane. Left hand layup. Rims out and knocked out of bounds by Bisbal as she was falling to the ground.
So with 12 seconds left, the Owls will have one more whack at getting a point here at the end of the third quarter if they hustle.
Sabrina Salvador brings it across with 8 seconds remaining. She drives inside, right-hand layup short. Rebound, McKenzie Bisbal. 2 seconds, 1 second, got it at the buzzer. No, off to the left. So at the end of our third quarter, Lake City 44, Oscoda 20 on WKJC, your power station for sports. It's been a dominant performance today by Lake City, 44-20. They look well on their way to a date in the regional final on Thursday, Kurt.
Absolutely.
This is a darn good basketball team that we're seeing play against the Owls right now.
Yes, it is.
And it starts with this girl right here, McKenzie Bisbal, who hands it off, but a travel on Allen. That's one thing we haven't seen a lot tonight, turnovers, Kurt.
No, there hasn't been. There hasn't been many. That's the Trojans' fifth, and the Owls only have five as well. They're just not... They can't penetrate this defense. It's a really strong defense the Lady Trojans have, and you know, when that can't happen, you got to make outside shots, and they're not.
And they are able to read where a lot of times defenses would give up open threes. They're able to read where a girl might get it and be able to recover. A lot of help defense by Lake City. Sabrina Salvador goes right side to Toppy. Back up top, Kellstrom. She'll try another three, a little bit off to the right, and rebound comes down to Cohoon. And to McKenzie Bisbal up top. She'll dribble, hand it off. Chloe Bisbal to Allen, to McKenzie Bisbal. And a little bit of a motion offense. You see this a lot in high school basketball. No shot clock, so you go to the motion offense. And you just kind of burn clock until you give up a layup. McKenzie Bisbal drives inside. Hop step, left hand, no good. Rebound Kellstrom. Up to Whipke. Whipke on the right side, up top to Sabrina Salvador. Left side, Kellstrom. Bounce pass into Whipke, but good defense by Chloe Bisbal, who is able to cut it off. She tipped it out of bounds, will stay with the Owls, but that is what you're talking about. She read that pass, knew where it was coming, and blocked out Whipke from getting it. Toppy looking to inbound. We'll go up top to Sabrina Salvador. We'll go left side. To Toppy, now left side to Kellstrom. Kellstrom to Miles up top. And right side, Toppy. Toppy loses the basketball. And they're going to say it was not tipped.
That's probably one of the, I don't know, that was not good. This time of game with that score, that ball was definitely knocked out of her hand one way or the other. That should not have been called an over and back, but...
So turnover by the Owls, 24-point lead by Lake City, 44-20. They've just been bigger, stronger, faster at every facet of the game right now, and the Owls just haven't made shots. I mentioned at the beginning they had to make threes, and they just flat out have not. Allen up top to Mackenzie Bisball. Screen coming. She'll drive inside, and a foul. Looks like Nickerson's going to pick up an offensive foul here. Yeah, she's picking up an offensive foul, so that'll be a loose ball foul that will not send the Owls to the line, even though Lake City's in the bonus. It'll just be Owl basketball. And so now it'll be Berquist who walks it across. Owl's going to need a lot of shots and going to need them quickly. Berquist into the lane, out to Sabrina Salvador. She'll try a right corner three, and that's just been the story of it. No good. And a great rebound by Mackenzie Bisball, just going straight up over the top and able to grab it. She's the tallest and probably the most athletic player out there, which she's just really been able to show that all night. Right side Cohoon, back to Mackenzie Bisball, up top. Now left side, down inside to Nickerson. Nickerson works inside and has the ball ripped away by Toppy, but now ball on the ground, and Nickerson rolls over with it, and the Owls turn it over, and Chloe Bisball shoots it, no good. Nickerson rebound, goes up, and no good. She'll get the free throws at the line, though.
That right there is good old-fashioned hard-nosed high school basketball. Ball on the floor, both teams going for it multiple times, taking it, stealing it back, all while they're on the floor. And the thing I'm most impressed tonight with, or one of the things, I'm impressed a lot by the Lady Trojans, but everyone that's on the court can handle the ball well. Handle it, dribble it. They can all do it.
Nickerson's free throw hits the front. Coach Mark Toppy was almost halfway out there on the court yelling at an official because Nickerson rolled over with the basketball and he wanted to travel.
Absolutely.
He's still fighting down 24. Second free throw is up. That one no good. Rebound to Miles. Can almost just kind of go a ball don't lie thing there.
Yeah.
And so right side is Toppy. Toppy will throw it up to Wipke in the corner. Wipke drives inside. Right hand too strong. And great defense by Lake City. There's just been no easy buckets inside. Mackenzie Bisball to Chloe Bisball. Right side. Now up top to Nickerson. Down inside Mackenzie Bisball. Good strong right hand. Up and good.
Lady's having herself a heck of a night tonight. Good time for it in the regional semi.
Both McBain and Sanford Meridian, who'll play right after this, are here watching this game as Miles shoots a left corner three. No good. Rebound Chloe Bisball. They are going to need a scouting report for the two Bisballs as we have a travel on Chloe Bisball. She jumped in the air, came down, and then passed it. But, whoever wins that game tonight, they got their hands full with Lake City on Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. And some changes here now for Mark Toppy. He'll probably slowly bring his seniors out one at a time.
I saw, Toppy, Wipke, and one other check out and see who that was. It's now Griggs inside to Backstrom. Backstrom outside. Berquist for three. No good. Rebound Montgomery, though, so the Owls keep it. She pump fakes a three inside to Backstrom. Backstrom back out Berquist. Up top, Sabrina Salvador back inside Backstrom. Backstrom goes around the defense, goes up and scores.
There you go, kiddo. Way to put the extra two on the board for the Owls. Never say die, girls.
46-22, 4 minutes left. Right side Malik, and now Allen, excuse me, outside Cohoon. Swings it back across left wing. That's Allen, who goes off or dribbles it off her own knee, but able to recover it. Right side, Chloe Bisball. Back up top to Allen. Now back to Bisball, right side. 3:40 to play. Lake City in no rush. Just finding a good spot inside Mackenzie Bisball. Up and under. Left hand rims out. But gets her own rebound. Goes up right hook, too strong. Gets her own rebound again. Goes up, no good. Rebound Nickerson. Nickerson clears room. She'll pass it out. Chloe Bisball got the roll.
Four straight offensive rebounds right there, and now Lake City will take a timeout.
Back in 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Brad Allen, Kurt Romberger here with you. They ended up making that a full timeout. His Lake City coach was out of 30s. He just wanted a 30. They've all been out there for a good 15 seconds. But he made it a 30, even though he had to use a full. Kurt, you mentioned one thing. You know, we mentioned that Lake City has 16 girls. They've played, what, seven?
Yeah, eight? I think so. Now, unless there's a lot of JV players up just getting the experience, you know, watching the game on the bench. But, yeah, I think there's been seven players in the game.
Berquist will bring it up. She'll go left side Montgomery. Montgomery open for three, left corner, a little bit short. And a rebound comes down to Nickerson. And Nickerson will fall to the ground with it. And she will travel.
Tell you what, Mackenzie Bisbal has 17 rebounds right now. 17.
Wow. Hopefully Nickerson is all right. She said she hit her head and she checked herself out of the game. So hopefully she is okay. Mariah Jackson checks in for her. And the Owls will bring it up. Berquist with it. Under 3 minutes to play, 48-22. Just a great performance tonight by Lake City. Inside Backstrom, right side, Sabrina Salvador. Sabrina Salvador drive inside. Left-hand layup, and that's a good shot by Marlene Sabrina Salvador.
Nice to see the Lady Owls still grinding here at the end. Only senior on the floor right now is Kaylin Griggs.
Inside, Jackson, left-hand, no good. Rebound, and Berquist and Jackson fight for it. And we're going to get a jump ball that'll go to the Owls.
What a mismatch that battle for the ball was. Mariah Jackson going hard against the little Oscoda girl, and we got a possession arrow out of it.
Mariah Jackson's got to be right around 6 foot,
yeah,
if
absolutely.
Not bigger. And, yeah.
And she's got weight on her, too.
And, yeah, Grace Berquist, not a big girl.
No.
Berquist will bring it across for the Owls. 48-24, left side Montgomery. Montgomery gets a screen from Berquist, able to drive inside, get in, right hand, got it with the foul.
Well done there, way to take it to the hoop. Way to continue through the foul and get the basket. Owls will shoot one here to try to make a three-point play.
Berquist will check out. Toppy will check in.
Yep, Toppy checking
getting
in.
Getting the seniors on the floor first.
Yep.
Got to set it up with getting the seniors on the floor as Mackenzie Bisbal will check out.
What a game for that 10th grader right there tonight,
oh,
Bradley.
Man, that's, what a performance.
Monster performance tonight.
Also checking out is Jessica Allen, the senior. So Montgomery will shoot one more at the line, try and convert the three-point play. She got it to go.
Good job, Jess.
5 points in the half now for Montgomery, and it's 48-27. Chloe Bisbal, the senior with the basketball, inside Jackson. Backstrom guarding her. Backstrom going to get the jump ball as Jackson kept it above her head. Good job by the freshman Backstrom.
Absolutely, and that'll go right back to Lake City on the possession arrow, but Kingsley Backstrom playing tough.
Miller will inbound up top to Chloe Bisbal. Under 2 minutes to play now in our contest. Right side, that's number 14, Vander Teague. Vander Teague, right side to 24, Seegers. The end of the bench has kind of gotten in here for Lake City. Seeger dribbles it right out of bounds, and so it'll be a turnover. One of the few we've seen today, and now it'll go back to the Owls, who can cut it to under 20. Maybe make this a little bit more of a respectable game. Miles left side, up top Montgomery. Wants the bounce pass into Backstrom, gets it. Backstrom up and under and got it to go. What a move.
Nice move. That's my girl. She's going to be around for a while. She's a ninth grader, Kingsley Backstrom.
She's going to be a name to watch at Oscoda for a while. You're absolutely right. Cuts it to 48-29, so a 19-point game with about 70 seconds to play. Chloe Bisbal into the lane. Right-hand layup is good. Just saw the lane and took advantage of it. Right side, Miles. Miles inside Backstrom. Backstrom outside to Kaylin Griggs for three. Knock it down. And you can tell the Owls are playing a little bit looser now. And you're seeing the shots begin to fall as Griggs knocks down the three. Cuts it to 50-32. Right side, Chloe Bisbal. Inside to Jackson. Jackson right hand and good.
Nice pass, nice feed, nice finish for Mariah Jackson.
Toppy to Griggs. Griggs for three again. Knock it down again.
Why not, Kalen?
52 to 35 with 30 seconds left. This is the Owl team that we expected to see all game long. As Chloe Biswell screen from Jackson, and she'll pull it right back out. And with 15 seconds left, it's going to pretty much do it. They'll dribble it out. And the Lake City Lady Trojans are going to beat the Oscoda Owls in this regional semifinal. And there's the final horn. Our final score, Lake City 52, Oscoda 35 on WKJC, your power station for sports.